concerned with nothing heard. This is the New York City Transit, K2IRT, amateur radio group, meeting here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about everything from ham radio to whatever anyone brings on the table. Don't have to be a member of the K2IRT group to join us. Just check in and be part of the fun tonight. Again, my name is Bob, Broken Old Bottles, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2IRT group. We'll keep it short and see if we have anybody out there tonight. I'm standing by and listening. WB2YZX.
Hi, how you doing? Oh, so you're back from your excursion. Thanks for the pictures.
Yeah, I had a good group of people up there in Canada and the upstate New York region there. I thought it was funny that we had to do that to get the Yankee game going.
Never works, but it's funny. Sometimes we use these radio and just to see what I can listen to other than ham radio, and things are pretty good for it. When I started out as an SWL, and every now and then I like to see what's on besides the ham bands, and it's a lot of fun sometimes. I think it's something we don't bother with as much, but maybe really should. In fact, I think there's a, maybe it's even on this repeater, I think there's a SWL or monitoring net of some sort. That's something I might want to check into. Back to you.
Charlie, we'll take a look at that. Let's just take a standby and see if anyone else wants to check in tonight to the K2IRT group.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, TYQ, Tango Yankee Queen.
Hey, Yankee Queen, come on in and make one. You got Moby here, Bob, WA2AZ.
Hi Bob, this is Egal, Yankee India Golf Alpha London. Yankee India Golf Alpha London is the name here at Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Yankee Queen on a handheld in Midtown Manhattan.
Hey, it's nice and clear today, nice and clear. Oh, what's up with you tonight? How you been?
Thank you. I am busy. As something has its course, but also has its long hours. I just finished working right in the Penn Plaza area, and I'm on my way to get back to Brooklyn. My shaft over.
U.S. on that. Yeah, I can tell you're walking in between the buildings with the handheld there, and it's cutting in and out, but the Penn Plaza, that's pretty good for over there. Pretty good for over there. Yeah, we're on tonight. I just come back from Canada. Charlie and I were talking about that, and I'll tell everybody the little story of what we had to do up in Canada with a 160-meter and a 40-meter group that we attend to.
No,
anything else you'd like to say? Come on in.
Oh, no, I'm actually rather new to that, and I am, as I said to people in the last few days, I'm getting my my experience on the handheld on the 2-meter and the 440 and whatnot. I'm an old handle in the DX world, part of a club back at 4 Zulu, and I'm starting my own shack. I bought so 457, and I'm trying to set up my antenna, so it's all new to me, but not really new. It's kind of familiar, but unfamiliar at the same time. Over.
Oh, you're more than welcome to join us anytime when we're here on the net, and definitely to get the hands-on experience, and when you get all the radios and antennas and such, you got to make it a point to set some time aside and enjoy it and get on the air. That's what I try to do. Matter of fact, with this new TV season, I'm even thinking of canceling cable because there's garbage on the TV. I have more enjoyment playing on the radio there. All right, so ride along with us here. We got Charlie WB2 YZX out there in Staten Island, and myself for the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ. I'm over here at King's Plaza in Brooklyn, right near Flatbush Avenue. Let's see if anyone else wants to check in, and then we'll go to the top of the list. You got the K2IRT group.
How you doing, Lobby? WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, stationary mobile. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, Steve, FBR, stationary mobile, where are you?
Well, I confess, I'm sitting outside the diner here over across the water from you in Belford, and I hear the pipes calling me. In other words, it's corned beef and cabbage tonight, and my stomach is all set up for it. So I didn't want to let another week go by without at least saying hello to everybody, Lobby. Over.
Good, Steve. Appreciate it there. Maybe before you run in and have the corned beef and cabbage and maybe a little Guinness to wash it down. Tell us a story about the Yankee low V's up there for the final game, Dad.
You see me mugging the cab, eh?
Big G. Second.
Oh, Steve, didn't see your mug in the cab, but remember you and I had that nice chat on the phone while I was up in Canada there. And we do have another check-in. Steve, hold on, the other check-in, come in, please.
Yes, the name here is Joe, and it's KC2TZG.
Okay, I got a Kilo Charlie 2, and come back with the last.
ZZG. Name here is Joe.
Okay, ZZG, we got you on the list, Joe. Yeah, hang in there a second. We'll be talking to you, but we're going to talk to Steve. He'll be a short timer. But Steve ran one of the old IRT cars for the last Yankee game there. It's all yours, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just letting all the repeaters drop. Yeah, it went very well, Lobby. Derek and I were running the train. I tell you, it was, needless to say, it was jam-packed with only four cars. But she performed quite well. The interesting fact of the matter is that those low Vs were running up and down the main line before Yankee Stadium was even opened or built, for that matter. And here it is, they're back up there, over 90 years old, and they're close to the original stadium. You know, it's kind of an interesting twist of fate, but they performed very well, and I got a chance to exercise my skills on them. And there's some piece of equipment, boy, I'll tell you that much. They're nothing like the R9s, and I'll have to elaborate on that with you some other time and get into more details. But they, let's put it this way, they're certainly not an R9. I'll leave it at that, Lobby. WA2AXZ with K2IRT in the group. This is W2FBR, and I'll just bounce back with one reply, and then I'm going to go eat, Moby.
Well, that's a repeater to a swing there, Steve. Hi, you had a good time. You had a good time. Well, we have a funny story with our gang. I sent out a couple of emails, and what you'll do is when you have a chance, send me an email again. And I'll send you a couple of pictures and a story I sent into QSD and World Radio. But the gang was up there in Alexandria Bay, Queens Point, straight north on the Canadian border. and you had almost 75 guys and their families all there enjoying the ham radio get-together. And then came time to listen to the Yankee game, and no local stations had the Yankee game. No TV, no radio, no nothing. So what we did was we took my ICOM 718, set it up for 880 AM, ran a nice long wire, and we turned on the preamp, and everybody huddled around the radio, and we tuned in WCBS in the afternoon just as they were starting the pregame ceremonies, and we were listening to it. So what I did was I took a picture of the gang on the hill that gathered for the little get-together, and I also took a picture of the radio on the table with that beautiful St. Lawrence Seaway in the background and Canada in the background there. And, of course, the radio was turned to WCBS News Radio for the Yankee game. Go ahead.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's pretty funny. Yeah, you know what I'll do? I shot some pictures out off the railing network. And what I'll do is I'll forward the email to you. I'll send it to the few that I've got, you know, so you get all the pictures, so I'm sure it gets through. But curiously speaking, since you're probably about 500 or 600 miles north, what kind of signal did you get in the afternoon with the preamp and the long wire and everything else by listening to CBS? I'm very curious to know.
Picked up an S8. It was wavering between a 6 to a 9. The band conditions were very, very poor. And in addition, when you're running the preamp, not only does it amplify the signal, but it amplified the static crashes and the noise and anything else that happened to have been on the band. I don't think 880 is a clear channel radio. So there may have been other radio stations in the background, a few Heterodyne. As I said in the piece, it sounded like we were sitting around an old radio trying to tune in the game there. But we had a good time there. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was getting the same picture in my head, you know, you guys sitting all around the floor console, you know, the old Philco or RCA floor console. You know, fast-forwarding it 70 years, but the effect is still the same. And it's even nicer knowing that you're listening to something from, you know, from close to home, even though you're so far away. That's really fantastic. I'll definitely look at the I'll be looking forward to seeing those pictures in the article if you want to forward it to me. But anyway, I'm going to make this my final. I doubt I'll be back out here in the car before the net is finished, so you can check me in and check me out, Lobi, and if anything, I'll catch up with you later, and we have to try that 2-meter simplex. I tried calling you the other, I guess it was the week before last, but you might have stepped out to grab something to eat yourself, so we'll have to do this 2-meter simplex thing, before you crash during the night. So, good night, everybody. We'll see you all next week. I'm going to go have me corned beef and cabbage. W2AXE with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, stationary mobile in Belford, New Jersey. We'll see you next week. Take care, Lobi. Catch you later. Hey, Greg.
Hey, contact.
Yeah, this is Egal at WCC2IQ. I am starting to feel rain on me, and I'm right by the subway station, so I'm going to say goodbye as well. I might catch you up when I come out of the train downtown Brooklyn. So for now, I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you very much for letting me in, and I'll probably catch you on the band some other time.
Very good, very good. Well, again, we're here every Thursday night from 8 to 9, unless we do a face-to-face. So get into the subway, stay dry, and if you get out on the Brooklyn side there, we should be on about 9 o'clock. Be well and be safe. Okay, so Steve is heading in for his corned beef and cabbage.
hopefully the jury will throw the bread onto that, make it official. Let's go up to Charlie, WD2YZX, all yours, Charlie.
WA2AXZWB2YZX, and good evening to Steve and the other guy whose name I forgot to write down. And I believe we have a Joe in there also. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, Deja Vu AM radio. actually, as strange it may seem, back in my early short wavelisting days, I used to like the DX. AM radio, you know, I pick up Canadian stations and, you know, stations out of state and everything, and I got a kick out of that, and I used a long wire antenna for that and experimented with ferrite antennas and things of that sort, and I actually got QSL cards from stations, and you know, I got CKLW in, I think it was Ontario, and maybe few other states, and most of them were pretty good as far as responding to that sort of thing. But and I had used to have a whole batch of QSLs from BBC and Radio Canada and different countries like that. But a lot of fun in those days, and it's still a lot of fun. Very different, but a lot of fun. So back to you, Lobby.
I started listening in the very early 60s. What I did was I was always playing around with radios, and I picked up this RCA, this old steam-powered RCA from the 1930s. And it had not only the AM bands, but it had all these strange shortwave bands with 31 meters and every other oddball frequency you could think of. And I remember picking up Radio Moscow, of course, the BBC World Service, so many different English language foreign countries coming through, Radio Berlin, and it was always intriguing me. I'm trying to remember if that was the radio that had that green tuning eye, or it may have been one of the other ones, because I've been playing with so many radios over my lifetime, but... I really got into radio listening when my uncle gave me a Hallicraft's SX-122. Matter of fact, I still have it over here right on my shelf. And it's a beautiful radio. Matter of fact, when I first started on ham radio, this was my receiver. It's a general coverage, but it's also set up for the ham band with the AM, CW, sideband. No FM though, and it really got me started into listening and to really going into ham radio and getting more and more intrigued as time went by. I just dropped a repeater. Right before the repeater drops me, but sad to say, my nice collection of radios went with the last wife. Not that she wanted it, but they just went. And the only thing I have now, really, of anything of old age, is my old 1927 RCA Radiola 18. I have that right next to the Hallicraft's SX-122. And both of them work. Both of them work. As I said, every time I get a little bug, I'll connect a wire to it and turn it on and play around. Jolly, as I said, playing with radio, it is a sickness. Because once you get hooked, you really can't leave it. Ahead.
Send me these envelopes, I would send them back signal reports, and they had, I think, Sunday night on, I remember the frequency, 9.63 megahertz for about an hour. They would give out frequencies for different countries and things of that sort. And as much fun as it was, I used to listen to all the hams, and it really bugged me that I could hear these guys, but I couldn't talk to them. And by the time I got my license and got on here, I knew all these guys anyway. You know, I finally started talking to them and said, the guy said, yeah, my name is Joe. I said, I know who you are. I know everything about you because I've been listening to you for years. But before I get long-winded, back to you.
As I said, this is how the new era of ham radio has changed. The kids today don't listen to radio. They don't want to have anything to do with radio whatsoever unless it comes in an iPod and they can hear their rock music. Really, the kids that are getting into ham radio now are not in the cities, but these are the kids out in the countryside. Where the parents were ham radio operators, and they naturally they molded into the group there. But as I said, I've got my two daughters, and they're more interested in boys than a 12AX7, so they went in their direction, and well, I had to go in mine. I'm going to list, and then I'll tell you another funny camping story from up on the St. Lawrence Seaway. Let's give it up to KC2, VZG. Come on in, Joe.
Hi, my name is Joe, and my parents used to be on the ham radio since 20 years ago, and I just got the license this month, actually 2 days ago, and I'm from Brooklyn, from Avenue West and West First Street. And that's my name is Joe, and the letters again are KC2, KC2TZG. It's a little difficult. I'm still trying to learn. My mom's call letters were N2ZEH, and my father used to be N2XUQ. I'm a little overexcited, so I'm so happy I got on, and I'm 33 years old, and I do electrical work, and I work for the city of Local 3. Well, I used to, and I haven't worked for them now for about 5 years. And that's basically it. But I'm really enjoying the conversations, and I'm so happy to be on the radio.
So, first of all, congratulations on getting that license. And, second of all, you know, it's fun to be excited. Work with your heart out to pass the license test there. Now you have a chance to talk to people from all over the world. You may start as a technician, but you keep on going on and taking those tests and working with us. I've been on the radio. You'll find a couple of old timers as well as newbies on the K2IRP. Charlie, been on for years. Matter of fact, I had my first QSO with Charlie in 1971. That's just how far back I go, and Charlie goes back a little further than that. So, we've been playing with ham radio a long time. But, definitely, it's not only on that, but there's several other nets on this station. There's other people along the band there. Become part of it. Don't be afraid to speak up, and, that's how you learn.
Go ahead.
WA2AXZ2STN. That's the KC2STN. Hold on. Back to Joe. KC2TZG.
No, I listened to my father speak on the radio. He used to have it set up in the garage. And 1971, that's a pretty long time. That's pretty good. I was born in 1977, so yeah, I can relate to some of what you're saying, definitely.
As I said, you're more than welcome to be part of our group, and you're going to have a lot of fun. You know, you saw your parents did. Now you're in the driver's seat, and you get a chance to enjoy ham radio with the rest of the gang here. Yeah? All right, Joe, bear with me 1 second. We got another check in the STN station. Come in.
Yeah, WA2AXZ, you have Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Papa November here in Riverdale, New York. It's Carmine. How you been there? Lobby. I'm just checking in here. I'm actually sitting around at pipes and drums practice up here at Manhattan College, but it appears to be canceled, so I was flipping through my, flipping around a dial, listening to special ops and everything else like that. I flipped over to N2ROW, heard your voice, and remembered that the K2IRT net was on tonight, so I have no traffic and nothing for the net. I just wanted to check in and let you guys know that I'm still around and I do still operate periodically, but I'll pass it back to the group and I'll be on the side here. KC2SDN is portable.
Great hearing from you there. Pipes and drums, what's that, the police department pipes and drums?
Next, the Manhattan College pipes. Pipes from bands. The interesting thing about our band is it was on the MYPD pipes and drums band. Actually, so we do have an affiliation. We're going to be marching up there.
USO on that call, mine, I got it earlier. It was a little rough. There's another carrier picking up and dropping out the repeater there, but sounds like you're going to have a good time marching on Fifth Avenue. And hey, why not? Why not? Well, we used to have a pipe and drum band in the Transit Authority. I wonder whatever happened to that. Used to have the old Irish Brigade there, but I think the old-time Irishes are all gone in transit now. But, I admire everybody that goes out and plays in the band in any which way there. Hi, Tommy. Well, again, it's great hearing from you. And we'll be on next week, same time, same place. We keep on, keep active on the K2IRT group. Matter of fact, next Thursday, as an announcement, hopefully, got our fingers crossed that if the weather holds up, we're going to be on the deck of the USS Intrepid as they take it out of the Staten Island home port and bring it up the Hudson River back to its permanent location on the Hudson River there. We're going to be working with several good guys there to do a special event on the flight deck itself, and you may be able to hear us on 20 meters and 40 meters. We're still ironing out some little difficulties along the way, but again, for the gang, if you happen to be out there on 20 or 40, I may even bring my handheld for the 2-meter ROW frequency, and I may just do a little bit of it up there just to add to the flavor. We'll see what happens, and hopefully you guys watch the news and we'll all be waving from the deck here. Oh, we're clear with Carmine, and we'll go back up to, well, before we go to Charlie, let me just drop this off for a second. Looks like the band calmed down a little bit. I was going to relate a story. I just spent a week on the Canadian border all the way upstate New York. And the gang set up long wires and all sorts of little dipoles and antennas there to play ham radio out in the bushes and in the weeds. But Tom, my friend KCAQGJ and myself have a running gag bud between us. Many years ago, I got a 160-meter ham stick, and I put it up on my roof. And it's been common knowledge that ham sticks don't work. That's why I work pretty much all over the East Coast and then some, because my hamstick doesn't work. Well, Tom bought the same hamstick, put it up on top of his camper. He had those exceptional poles, put it about 20 feet off the ground, and just the other night he was on, talking on 160 with the gang, and Uganda broke in. and he talked to a station in Uganda with a hamster running barefoot on his Kenwood. So for everybody who thinks that you need these super elaborate 160-meter antennas to make your contacts, remember, hamsticks don't work. Now we're making contacts worldwide. Over to you, Charlie, WB2YZX.
WA2AXZ WB2YZX. You know, I'm tempted to get one of those hamsticks that don't work also. I love the antennas that don't work. Yeah, that's not bad. Uganda on 160 meters with one of those, that's not bad at all. Can't complain about that. Yeah, it's funny. They gave me an assistant at work. They gave me an electronic equipment maintainer to help me out with my paperwork and various things I have to do because I'm so overwhelmed with work. At any rate, this guy's a pretty knowledgeable guy, and I'm trying to get him into the fold. He is an electrical engineer, and he used to design satellites. He worked for RCA, and he's pretty knowledgeable on radio front end and things of that sort. And we were talking about satellites today. In fact, I was, explaining to him, what we do with the ham satellites, and I was showing him my software and that kind of stuff, and a few websites I look at. And I think he'd be pretty. He's I'm kind of trying to get him to come to a meeting and maybe join up with us. And anyway, he was telling me about some of the satellites he helped to design, and it was interesting. He said some of these satellites used tubes, 6550s, KT-88s, 12AX-7s, and he was even able to rattle off the names of the tubes, and this is back in the 70s, and I thought that, 70s, 80s, whatever, I thought that was so cool, that to think of a satellite using tubes. And he's going to try to get me some more information and maybe some diagrams and whatnot, stuff he might be able to dig out. But I thought that was cool. Satellites with tubes. I mean, I guess that's how they made them in those days.
I'll tell you one thing, that if they're using satellites with vacuum tubes, they're operating in a perfect environment in a vacuum. You'll never have any leakage from the pins on those things. They used what they had to use, and they used what they thought best at the time. And if they did the 12AX7s, AU6s, and all the other ones there, it worked. Hey, listen, we're going to talk about satellites while we're up in the wonderful mountain air right by the St. Lawrence Seaway. We actually saw the space station go over our heads. And it was just amazing to see it. We saw it for something like 2 days in a row, different points in the sky, and then the thing disappeared. But everybody's amazing. Everything stopped. Everybody started looking up and, wow, look at that! It's a little like us on the roof of Hamel, okay?
Very good. Yeah, the space station is not that far up. In fact, right now I'm looking at my satellite tracking software. It's just above New Zealand, and it will probably be going through Quebec around 11 o'clock tonight. So I don't think I'll be able to see it. But actually, I never bothered to look at it. But I think during field day, some of you guys saw it when it was coming overhead, but I was inside at the time, but I never really did get to see it. But, there's a whole crew of hams up there, and I haven't heard any activity from there in a while, but I read something in the RSGV magazine today that they're going to be sending a slow scan TV pretty soon, so that'll be interesting to play with.
WA2AXZ WB2YZX. Well, I tell you, Charlie, we had a heck of a good time with that program that you had, the satellite tracking. And it's in World Radio today. There's another new satellite that was launched. For the life of me, you know, I'm just getting old because I can't even remember my name anymore. But in this month's World Satellite, the World Radio, they did an article. Apparently the Dutch, a university in Holland, made a new satellite. They gave the uplink and the downlink frequencies on the thing. You know, the 440 up and the 280 down. So maybe if I get that book a little later on, I think I still have it in my bag. I'll email you the details on it, Charlie, and we'll see if we can do a contact with that.
All right.
Let's see who else we have. We still have Joe out there. Joe is, hope he's dry wherever he is, because I just opened up my window and it's pouring out here in Marine Park, Brooklyn. KC2TZG. Joe, it's all yours. Come on in.
I'm heading actually to the base station over on Avenue West on West 3rd.
Sam X as in X-ray or S as in Sam?
S as in Sam.
Well, that's good, because I'm on Avenue S and East 36th Street. I'm just down the road from you. How do you like that?
Amazing. I love that.
That's good. Matter of fact, where is it? On West 7th or West 8th and Avenue U, just down the block from you. One of our fellow hams in the K2IRT club lives, the N2JZA, Charlie, N2JZA. So you may walk down the block one day near the firehouse and you'll see his little antenna array up there. Getting ready to change that too. He's talking about putting a gap vertical up, so I may get a chance to put the second one up. Come on in, Joe, it's all yours.
If you guys ever need a hand, you know, I'm right down the block, so I'll be more than happy to help you. I have riders, you know, like, you know, whatever you guys, you know, need, I'm here for you. And I support the group as much as I could.
All right. Well, again, during the week, if you have to contact any of us, you can go through me. On my call letters, Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARRL.net, WA2AXZ at ARRL.net, and we can get together. All right, that's good, Joe. Well, I think it's probably raining on your side, too. Matter of fact, I was out in the camper. I brought the camper back from Canada, and I have it parked down in the front of the house. And I'm having a heck of a time with the 160-meter hamstick on there, because every time the ball mount shakes, the SWR goes crazy. So what I did was I brought home a mega, a 1,000-volt mega. And this is a high-voltage insulation tester. And before it rained, I went out there, hooked up the mega, zapped the thing with 1,000 volts, and it's perfectly clean and clear. So I'm just going to have to sit back and scratch my head and figure out what's going on with this. Same thing with the cable. I even zapped the coax cable with 1,000 volts, and that thing is perfectly clear. So there's got to be a connection somewhere that's not connecting. You're going to have to connect with the connector. All right. Who else do we have? Is Carmine still around? KC2SDX. STN, you still out there, Thomas?
Yeah, WA2AXZKC2STN. I just earlier wanted to check in, let you guys know how I was. I really have no traffic. You could go ahead and pass it on to the next guy down the list, KC2STN.
I appreciate it, Carmine. Okay, very good, very good. Well, just for the general announcement, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. and we're heard through the kindness of the repeater owners here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything we throw on the table. Again, you don't have to be a member of New York City Transit or K2IRT to join in. Just check in and be part of the fun for the night. Name here is Bob, Broken Old Bottles, or everybody else calls me Lobby. I'm the only one with two first names. And I'm running the Nets and Idea. So with that, if anyone else has any questions or any comments, again, you guys can email me at my call letters, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu, at ARRL.net. Again, that's Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu, at ARRL.net. And I'll be more than happy to answer whatever questions you have. So, let me just stop for a few minutes. Yeah, today we had a big meeting with the IEEE, and we were over at the New Yorker Hotel and dedicating a plaque to the New Yorker Hotel for being a historic site, especially of the largest DC self-contained powerhouse in the city. And our dear friend Joe Kinney, the chief engineer, set up a table and put out all these brochures and papers covering the history of the New Yorker Hotel. And on the table was a program from 1935 from the ARRL and the Hudson Division when they had a big meeting there and a dinner, a get-together. And it was just amazing to go through this 1935 brochure from the Hudson Division, showing, you know, not only the different members that were there, but they had some advertisements for the ham radios of the day, especially this compact unit that's the size of a closet. I can imagine having that in the home today there. But, yeah, we were saluting the Hotel New Yorker and, of course, taking tours of their powerhouse. And Nikola Tesla's room, that's the room he passed away in. But he lived in there for 10 years, making friends with the big. Good time was had by you all over there. If anyone else would like to check in at this time, we'll just open it up one more time. You got the K2IRT group.
K382ASC. Bob, this is K2CPAC. Name is Sal in New York.
Well, we've got two check-ins, KA2KDQ, that's good old Rich, and Sal, what's your call again, please?
KC2PAC, that's Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Alpha Charlie.
All right, Sal, we got you down there. Okay, let's go to Richard. KA2KDQ, Richard, it's all yours. How you doing today?
Okay, I'm doing fine, and couldn't get in here a little earlier. My mother has gone away for a few weeks, going away with my sister on a trip to the Mexican Riviera, you know, from the West Coast, so been a little bit busy with a lot of things I normally don't do. Everything with me otherwise is going okay. And as I said to you earlier, I enjoyed your email about the Yankees that you did from that, you know, from that particular site in upstate New York near the Canadian border. And it's unfortunate that the WCBS cannot accept photos, because that would have been interesting. But did you consider trying the New York Yankees or even John Sterling? Because I recognize the part where it says the Yankees win, the Yankees win. Back to you, Robin.
Well, Richard, I was running around at that IEEE meeting today, but one thing I did notice, I went on the WCBS website, and I typed in everything I could find to find a mailing address for WCBS. And the computer did everything in its power to direct me to the email all the time. So, you know, if anyone in their travels can find a regular snail mail address
to CBS. What I'll do is I'll just make a copy of this and send it along to them there. I sent them the story, and I also, through the email, I asked them if, you know, if someone can get back to me so I can send the pictures, but it's typical of a big organization. We'll probably get an answer form or something many moons down the road. As for the Yankee organization and John Sterling, yeah, I'm going to see. I'll try when I get into work tomorrow. I'll forward it along. But the gang had a good time, and it was funny in a way, just seeing everybody hunkering next to the radio, trying to listen to the pregame show, especially where they seem to have snubbed Joe Torre and totally forgot him. But we'll have to see. It's not for me to say, as the song goes, guys.
Okay, Robbie, yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm not sure, but I think I may have an address for you, but I don't know the zip code. I believe that when they're actually on the air, they broadcast out of the same place that 60 Minutes has their broadcast from, which I believe the address is, unless it's changed, is 524 West 57th Street in Manhattan. I'll say it again, 524 West 57th Street in Manhattan. And I know their corporate offices are at 51 West 52nd Street. Unfortunately, I don't have zip codes for those locations, but I'm pretty sure if you send something to either one or both of those addresses, yeah, you may get lucky.
We're going to try that and see what we can do. We have a new check-in. Come in, please.
New York check-in. This is Egal at KC2TY2 Handheld Bank, back in Brooklyn.
Hey, welcome back to Brooklyn there. Hold on 1 second. We're going to pick up Sal next. KC2PAC. Sal, it's all yours now. Come on in.
Yeah, Lobi, thank you very much for permitting me to participate in this event. Yeah, it's headed by the CBS headquarters building all the time on my bicycle on 57th Street. It's underneath that big gangplank. And, you know, I wanted to ask you if there's anything urgent you wanted me to messenger on my bicycle. I will do it right away, like Mercury. I guess I have nothing much more to say other than I'm just going to sit back here and listen to you guys. I found the stories that you told just before to be very, very interesting. You certainly did have my attention. And I'm going to continue to sit back and listen. KC2PAC, back over to you.
All right, Sal, I appreciate that very much there. Well, if CBS doesn't pick it up, then the Yankees don't pick it up. I did send a copy to the ARRL, and I got a response from Joel Kleinerman, the editor, and he's looking at it, and he's going to consider it. I've written several articles in QST already. I never had anything in World Radio, so what I did was I took that same article with the photographs and sent that down to the World Radio people in California. So, you know, if they pick up on it, fine. You know, everybody's always looking for some different articles. You always get a chance to see these guys in the South Sea Islands sitting on a box in the middle of the water doing their ham radio operations. And, we had our fun with all little ham radio operations on the shores of the St. Lawrence. All right, Sal, once again, thanks for checking in. And now let's get our soggy Brooklynite with the handheld. Come on in.
Thank you. This is Egal in Yankee India Golf Alpha London from downtown Brooklyn, KC2TYQ. I am finding out that the rain has increased. I am walking downtown Brooklyn home. I got my cousin from out of country waiting for me there to connect with me. So I only have a few minutes, but I enjoy listening to the net, and I know that this is something I am definitely going to do going forward. I was hoping to put up my cable up on the roof tonight, but it's not going to happen given the weather here. Probably going to have to defer for Sunday or sometime when the sun is shining. That is here from Brooklyn, KC2TYQ.
All right, KC2TYQ, you got the KC2IRT group there. Well, our door is always open to you. Again, we're here just about every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we do a face-to-face meeting. We have a monthly meeting at the beginning of the month. I don't know what we're going to do for next week. If I'm going to be doing the Intrepid thing, I may not be around, so we'll have to see if our other chairman, Wally, would want to have it at 2 Broadway. We'll be sending emails back and forth to the rest of the gang there, but we'll make a notification, the email notification there. And again, if anyone does want to be part of the email notification of K2IRT, just send me an email, wa2axz@arrl.net. We'll try to get you on that list there. You'd be heading over to Brooklyn there, and I know it's going to be heavy rain. Last time I did any antenna work on my roof, I was looking at the lightning bolts over my shoulder trying to get a 2-meter antenna up, and after taking a good bath and a heavy downpour, I finally gave up and had to wait for the next day. So back to you, KC2TYQ, get the K2IRT group.
Thank you. This is KC2TYQ. I heard part of what you said. There's some police activity on my block. I think a cop got stuck or something in their car. So I could only hear part of what you said. What I'll do is I will listen in on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, as you suggested, and probably in a week or two down the line, I will send you the email and try to get the subscription and whatnot. As I said, I'm just verging into this field now on the 2 meters, so I'm not sure how it all works out, but it's very, very exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much, and I'm signing off. This is KC2TYQ. Have a good night, 73.
73 to you and the family, and be well, stay dry. And again, welcome to the wonderful world of 2 meters and ham radio. We've been doing this for quite a long time, and we've had a lot of fun. That's what we try to do on the net, keep everything upbeat. We talk about everything, again, from ham radios to old trains there. So be well, and have a good one. So with that, we'll go back to the top of the list and see if Charlie is still out there. I know Charlie is still out there. He's tapping away on the computer trying to find that satellite. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay. Yes, I am aware of that new satellite, by the way. It's actually, I was kind of anticipating its loss. Actually, right now, it's over Labrador. But truth be told, it's kind of a turkey, I think. If it's directly overhead, I can get a downlink for about 30 seconds. Even if that, I'm only using the CW, and a few guys have told me that they can... the only way you can make a contract through that thing is if you got like a kilowatt and a moon bounce array. So I don't know if it's malfunctioning or it was just designed that way. So I really haven't played with it too much. Besides, it has no batteries. It only operates on solar power. So the only time you can hit it is during the daytime. So it's other than that, it's pretty well silent. So that's it for me. Good evening to Rich and the Sal and Joe, and we had a nice turnout tonight. That's pretty good. So I think the meeting is at 2 Broadway next time, according to Wally anyway. So but he will, of course, get some email out to that effect, too. So I'm going to be on the side, so 73 to all, and I'll just be listening at this point. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, Charlie, and you're right, we're coming up to the top of the hour there, and thanks for stopping by, and Yeah, we'll be sending emails back and forth, and we'll get the meeting date and time all straightened out. But as I said, I'm going to try to be part of it. If I'm still doing that intrepid thing, I don't think I'm going to make it. We'll have to see what happens when we get through this. Be well, Charlie, and watch out for stray lightning bolts. It's supposed to be a wicked storm tonight. Matter of fact, it's a shame because it's going to have high winds, and you know, we still didn't take that TA-33 down from the roof of Hamel yet. So I think that's going to be one of our October get-togethers. We're definitely going to have to get that thing down on one weekend. So we'll talk about it when we get to the meeting there. So we're clear with WB2YZX, and we'll see if Joe has anything on our 73 round. KC2TZG. Come on in, Joe.
K2CSX, late check-in.
KC2CSX. Give me 1 second, please. Let's give it over to Joe, K2TZG. And we're not seeing anything, so we'll go over to K2CSX. Come on in.
Okay.
Hello,
everybody. Just wanted to jump in there real quick to just participate my little piece in there. Hoping all is doing well. Everything is fine on my end.
Food, soda, and most stuff. Happy to say hello.
And also it works. So, one of those things. Yeah. Anyway, I'll pass it back to Ned. And thanks for the pickup, K2CSX.
All right. Well, happy to have you part of the group tonight. Yeah, we have a good group tonight. It's going to be a rainy, rotten night tonight. So, unfortunately, I don't have any antennas up other than my 160 and the 2 meter right now. I took everything else down because I'm getting ready to put another ceiling on the roof there, the plastic stuff. So we'll be back on the regular radio. But it's great to have you on again.
Thank you very much, dear. And I'm going to go make a little something to eat. And I'll be in earshot of the radio. 73 Sewall, K2CSX.
All right, K2CSX clear. Let's go to... Richard, KA2KDQ. Yeah, Richard, we got the email about the New York Marathon there. Do you want to tell everybody about it? Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. But before I do, I will mention to you, Roby, that among other things, when you mentioned the contact, it got the name of the person you mentioned at QSC Magazine. I sent one of the copies of your email to QSC at their email address, so we'll have two copies. All right, basically, in a nutshell, for those who are interested, on Sunday, November 2nd, is going to be the New York City Marathon, starting out from Staten Island and going through all five boroughs. And in a nutshell, ham radio operators are needed to help out during the marathon. And there's going to be six separate starts of different classes of runners. Now, the one thing I would say, it's a very enjoyable event to do, and it's very, very exciting. Now, if people are interested in volunteering for the New York City Marathon, they can contact Steve Mendelson, who's the communications coordinator. His email is w2ml@arrl.org, w2ml@arrl.org. This is to volunteer and or for more information. So I would recommend doing this event. I've been doing this event for more than 20 plus years, since 1983, at the 6 Mile Point in Brooklyn, 4th Avenue and 24th Street. And I recommend it as a very exciting event to do. Yeah, so, okay, back to net control.
Hi, Rich. So if anyone is interested in being part of the New York Marathon, definitely get in contact with Mendelson at w2ml@arrl.org there, and the more the merrier there. Sounds good, Richard. Well, and again, commenting on the vacation there to the Mexican Riviera, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. You know, anytime I have a chance to get out of New York, I have fun. You know, it's getting close to retirement for me, but still, I spend every last second away from Brooklyn and go just about every direction I can go in just to enjoy ham radio. My love really is HF, and with all the noise, QRM, QRN in the borough of Brooklyn here, it's getting more and more difficult for me to practice the art of ham radio. So you always catch me out in my camper, out in the middle of somewhere, doing something, either on runway 24 at Floyd Bennett Field or out in the wilds of Canada, upstate New York, Pennsylvania. So it's always good to get away. All right, Rich, do you have anything else before we hit the top of the hour?
Okay, the only other thing I will mention, since you mentioned Floyd Bennett Field, if anybody is interested, the Kings County Radio Club will be having its monthly meeting on Tuesday, October 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Ryan Visitor Center, Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, and which is open to one and all. And if anybody is interested in coming down and attending, the directions are very simple. Take Flappish Avenue South, that's exit 11S on the South Parkway, Flappish Avenue South to the very beginning of the Marine Parkway Bridge Toll Plaza, and make a left turn at the traffic light and the sign that says Floyd Bennett Field. Once you enter the field, make another left turn and go straight down the old runway till you see the sign for the Ryan Visitor Center, and make a left turn at the left turn into the parking lot and find a spot. And for those who may not be familiar with the Ryan Visitor Center, it's the old airport control tower building. So once again, the next meeting of the Kings County Radio Club will be held Tuesday evening, October 7th, 2008 at 7:30 p.m. Ryan Visitor Center, Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn. You do not have to be a member to attend. The only requirement is an interest in ham radio. Back to you, Valdez.
Your chance to do its thing there. I appreciate that, Rich, and thank you very much for the announcement. And not this weekend, but next weekend, for anyone interested in history and having a little fun, we're going to do a New York open house throughout New York City. And what you should do is just check out the website, newyorkopenhouse.com, or just Google New York Open House, where various venues open up their doors, from historic homes to businesses to factories to me. What we're doing on New York Open House on the Saturday, October 4th, we'll be opening up an old powerhouse that's in Brooklyn on Nostrand and President Street. And we're going to be giving public tours throughout the day over there. And then on Sunday, we have a thing at the Transit Museum called Atlantic Antic, where they're going to be closing off the entire Atlantic Avenue, pretty much from the Brooklyn waterfront to almost Flatbush Avenue. And they're going to have a very, very large street fair on Atlantic Avenue. Well, part of that street fair is the New York Transit fleet. We bring out the buses, we bring out vintage trucks, the Jackie Gleason bus, buses from the turn of the century. And there I'll be also displaying our 1936 auto car test truck. Very large truck. All sorts of electronic gear and vacuum tubes. It sort of looks like Frankenstein's castle inside of there. So again, this is free to the public. So again, we have the Atlantic Antic on Sunday, October 6th, and then on Saturday we have the New York Open House. So if anyone is interested in having a weekend full of sightseeing and fun, pray the weather holds up and we'll have a great time. Okay, let me just catch the last couple of check-ins there again. Let me check out with Sal, KC2PAC, if he has anything.
Bob, I was just, trying to call you, Lope.
No.
President and Nostrand is a power station. I didn't quite get the time and the date because I think this would be a matter of inches, but somebody's going to have to throw the station on my head today. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It must be all of that direction finding. So, perhaps maybe ask all the 73, just give me the date and time. So I'm going to give you a short 73, one and all. This is KCCPAC, and I'll be listening.
All right. Well, it's going to be Saturday starting at about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And I do these one-hour, hour-and-a-half tours of the old power equipment that's inside the substation there. Give a talk of the history of the old equipment. We have some electrical conversion equipment in there dating back to 1899 that once supplied power to the Manhattan L's in good old New York City when they electrified the elevated steam line. And the IRT, being a frugal company, never wasted anything. So when they opened up a relatively new line in the teens in Brooklyn, all they did was transplant the old equipment out to Brooklyn, and thankfully it's been preserved and we can put this stuff on display. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th. Again, check out the New York Open House, because all the details are on the New York Open House for the times and the runs, not only of what we're doing over there for transit, but everything else in the neighborhood throughout the five boroughs. There's stuff all over the place. Go ahead.
Well, that's fine. Sounds like something looking forward to your explanation. So this is KC2PAC, and I'm going to say once again 73, and I'll be listening for everybody else at 73, and trying to brave the I don't think it's raining yet, I have to check, but I have to take a nice walk and enjoy the windy weather. So thanks a lot, Moby. KC2PAC.
Right, with that, you were at the bottom of the list. I don't know if I've forgotten anybody. If anyone else wants to say anything before we put a lock on the door for the week there, come on in.
Kidding, KAC, baby,
what's going on?
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Pop, November, call mine up in the Bronx. Just giving out the... finishing up the 7-3 round there. I heard the information regarding the marathon, so I'll probably be giving that. I'll probably be giving that guy an email. I'd like to confirm the email address with you. That's whiskey2novemberlima@alfaromeolima.oscarromeosgolf. Correct.
Whiskey2mikelima.
Whiskey to myself. All right there, Lobe, to everybody else out on the net, 7-3s, stay safe out there, watch the weather. I don't know what else there is that I can say at this point, aside from, have a good weekend out there, enjoy your week. Hopefully I'll catch you guys all out here next Thursday night. 7-3 is from KC2SPN. Turn it back to the group. I'll be clear.
KC2MC, late check-in. This is
Okay, Carmine, you have a good one there in the late check-in, please.
Kilo Charlie 2, Mike Mike Charlie. You know, here is Terry, QTHB in Orange, New Jersey, Essex County.
Hi, Terry, how you doing there? Yeah, we're finishing up the Nexa today, but you're more than welcome to come on in and make one.
I figure I'd just make my presence known in supporting the net there. KC2MMC, back to you.
Appreciate it, Terry, and you have a great night. And again, K2IRC is usually heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. We go over sometime, and we have a good group of people checking in, and we promote everything from amateur radio to whatever happens to be on the table there. So again, when you hear us next week, feel free to come on in and join the fun. Yeah, Rich had another comment, KA2KDQ. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Roby. I will essentially get off after this, but I was at the Atlantic Antics last year, and I thought it was very, very enjoyable, very interesting. I remember seeing all the buses, but I was with my girlfriend. We just kept on walking on Atlantic Avenue past them, so we didn't stop there. So, at the risk of sounding perhaps a little sexist, but I'll keep it clean, you know, they had, you know, different types of entertainment. And I have to admit something. I did enjoy the belly dancer. She was a very good-looking, attractive belly dancer. Though, I will admit, I wouldn't have had any objection if she would have come over to me and give me a peck on the cheek or maybe a nice big kiss, but I'll keep it clean. Okay, Roby, so listen, so take care of yourself. It's just drizzling a little bit, and hopefully maybe I'll see you at the meeting next Thursday. Okay, so WA2AXC, this is KA2KDQ, we'll be clear, but listening out. Take care, 73.
Very good, Rich, very good. Don't get in trouble with your girlfriend, eh? You gotta be nice, But again, to everybody who checked in today, heartfelt thank you for being part of the K2IRT group for another night of fun and games there. Yeah, it's going to be pretty nasty the next couple of days, so guys, if you have to do any antenna work, sit back and let it rain and then go up on the roof after it rains there. To everyone, I want to thank you once again, and of course to Rich and Lance and all the operators out there. Thank you very much for allowing me to IRT and the time to use the repeater. With that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the lid on it for another week, and I'm going to head up to 160 meters, or is that down to 160 meters? I've got our 1721 group on there tonight. We usually meet on 1871, 1.871 after 8 o'clock. And for those who have 40 meters, if you have a chance during the day, 7 days a week, usually from 9 to noon, on 7.272, we've got the 72 Ranchu group. And again, that's a good group of guys all the way around. To everybody, have a great night, have a safe night, and we'll meet you here again next week. This is the K2IRT group with WA2AXE. I'm going to QSY to 160.